shoulder is now you're getting a new one. You're getting a new one. You're getting a new one. Hallelujah. Who's that? Who needs that right shoulder? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many got a shoulder issue at all? Hallelujah. That's it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want you to just raise it up. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Is it this one? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There it goes. Now take it. Take it up. 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 Now. Now move it. 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 Do something you couldn't do. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. How's that feel?
Good. Feels good.
Feels good. I tell you, God is good. God is good. God is good. You know what? I'm tired of the newscasters. We can cast them out. May they get saved. May they get saved in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone over here. Was it you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel like the Lord is saying he's giving you back what you lost. There's a lot of loss. But guess what? God's releasing it all back. Back to you. Now look at me. Look at me. You feel that? You feel that? Freedom. 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 Do you like that freedom? You like that freedom? Because I tell you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. There's freedom. We need to be in him like every day. We need to get out of the box. We need to get out of that place of stuck. You don't belong there. You know what? Everything that you lost is now coming back to you. I see the Lord just renewing your strength. But more than that, you know what he's doing? He's making you younger. He's turning back the clock. And he says, I'm releasing the youthfulness like I gave Caleb in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Even check out your knees. Check out your knees. Go like this with me. Go with me and go like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How's that feel? Doesn't that feel good? Do you feel it? You feel that? The way where you're younger, youthful?
I couldn't do this with my arm.
You couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't.
Well, God can do it.
Yes, he can.
And if God can do it, you can do it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I'm not the healer, but God is. And so, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, God, that you're going to touch so many people. I see you going like, woo, better than an evangelist. What's better than an evangelist? A lover of people. A lover of people. You're going to pass this along. And you're going to have a team. And you're going to restore youth by the power of God's love and grace. Amen. Amen. Check out everything else. Check it. Check it. Check it. Check it. Go for a run through there. Go for a run. Go for a run. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Turn around. Come on back. Come on back. She was going to go down to the store. And God bless you. God bless you. You'll not be the same. And that's just, whoo, there it is. There it is. Whoo. You feel that? You feel that? You feel that? I want you to experience that every day. And you know what? You're going to release it. It's the love of the Father. It's the love of the Father. Hallelujah. Somebody else. Somebody else. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Somebody with an ankle problem. Anyone have a problem with their ankle? Anybody here? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I want you to reach up with me. I want you to grab a hold of that new heel, right? Okay, you see it? Do you see that? Now grab it. Now pull it down. And put it where you need it. Put it where you need it. Yeah, yeah, there it is. There it is. Say, Lord, I receive it. It's mine. It's brand new from heaven. Now run on that new part. Run on that new part. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Much better. How many like much better? Amen. 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 We need to know that God is here. You don't have to sit down. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 There's someone in here that has felt so much strain, so much oppression. And it's going to come off of you. If that's you, stand to your feet. If that's you, stand to your feet right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Do you believe that Jesus can reach in and pull out all the pain that's inside there? You've been carrying it for a long time, but Jesus is reaching in. Is that all right? And I see his hand going in, and now he's pulling out all of that pain. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, there it is, 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 there it is. You feel that? You feel that? It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you jumping. Just jump, just jump, just jump. You haven't jumped for a long time. You know what? You have not done that. You got to do it again. You got to do it. Because you know what? Those people who are youthful are doing what we're doing. Lord, the glory of God, the power of God is on you right now. And I just declare peace. I declare the power of God moving in you and through you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Someone, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Was there someone else? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you.
What's your name?
Holly. You know what? I just feel like the Lord's saying it's time to celebrate. Yes. It's time to celebrate. You haven't celebrated a lot. You know what? God's giving you back things that you lost. And God's restoring what you've lost. And I just declare in Jesus' name, where there's been death, there's now life. Where there's been death, there's now life. Where there's been death, there's now life. Feel that? You feel that? There's like a cork inside you. And I see Jesus reaching in. He's going, in Jesus' name. Out of you shall flow rivers of life, rivers of joy. There it is, there it is. It's a bubbling, it's a bubbling. It's a bubbling, it's a bubbling. In Jesus' name, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. Now receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. You were clogged up, but no, 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 that cork is gone. It's gone, and you cannot be pushed down anymore. No more can you be pushed down. God's taking you up, God's taking you up, God's taking you up. And I just release the glory of God, the power of God. And his great love for you. He's putting a seal of approval on you. You're never, look at me, you'll never work for approval again. You never have to work for approval. You're gonna work from approval in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take a deep breath. You feel that? You feel that? What happened to all that stuff inside? What happened to that? It just goes. You won't be the same. Amen, amen, amen. Can I just give you a hug? Is that okay? You know, there's so much that is needed in these times. And you're gonna take that hug with anointed hug. You know what? You're gonna take it and you're gonna touch people all over. Because you know what? You're carrying something that is valuable, that people have been waiting for. They're actually waiting for you. And when you're gonna come, you know, can't wait. They can't wait. And you know what? God's anointed one. That's who you are. That's who you are. Don't you ever forget that. Double hug. Amen. 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 Let's give the Lord praise. Let's give the Lord praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. There's a blood condition that's being restored right now. There's a blood issue. But God's touching you. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we just say, blood, circulatory system, line up with the Word of God. Line up with Jesus right now. There it is. 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 Oh, pain is actually leaving your body right now. Pain is leaving your body right now. You feel that? You feel that? That's the power of God filling you up. And as He fills you up, all that other stuff is washing down through your legs and out through your toes. Do you know what? I see you. I see you. I see you pushing things down. And people have said, are you okay? And you said, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. But you weren't okay. You kind of just pushed it down. But now all those knots in your stomach are now melting and going down through your legs and out through your toes. Whoosh, gone. That just left. It just left. Now just move your feet. Move your feet. Move your feet. That's it. That's it. So Lord, I thank you and I praise you, God. From head to toe, from head to toe, you're not going to leave here the same. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Peace. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel over these next 6 to 9 months, God's going to do some great things in you. And I just see God the Father putting His arm around you. And He wants to put both His arms around you. And when He does that, it's time for you to rest. It's time for you to soak. It's time for you to receive from God Almighty who created you. And God wants to take you back to that original you. Before conception, there was a creation with your name on it. And so, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for that. And you'll not be the same. 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 All that stuff just washed away. Did you feel that? What's happening inside? That is. That's it. Release it. Release it. Release it. That's it. Release it. That's it. Just release it. Just release it. You know what? If we can't allow ourselves to let our whoa, the tears come. Let the tears come. It's time. It's time. We cannot be in that place anymore. We need each other. We need each other. We need each other, right? We need each other. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All that was lost is coming back to you. All that was lost is coming back to you, and more, and more, and more. And I want to say on behalf of men, forgive us. Forgive us for not seeing the value and the treasure that you truly are. You are a treasure of God. You are a treasure of God. You are a daughter of the King, and He's putting a seal of approval on you. You never have to work for approval anymore. You're going to work from it, from His blessing. To blessing, to blessing. It is going to create a new generational blessing. Whew! Is that all right? God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just for fun, I'm going to tell you about how many are excited about what God just did. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the glory. How many want more? You know what? There's no end to the increase of his presence, his spirit. You know, I was in a place where God was just opening my eyes to see new things. You know what? It's time to get past the same old. Same old, same old. No, it breaks tonight. And this night will turn to day. And we will walk a new walk. And we will bring salvation through Christ to so many souls that are crying out. They don't know where to look or where to go. But you know what? They're right here. You know what? I've been even practicing on the people I meet out there. And I come up and I just say, this is gonna sound strange, but God told me that he loves your smile. But there's people that have been trying to take your smile away. How many can relate? But you know what? God's gonna give you a word. God's gonna highlight people. And you're going to minister to them in a way that's not weird, but full of love, full of grace. Why do I say, you know, this is going to sound strange? Because it takes away the strangeness of the fact that I've been talking with God. And they say later, well, that doesn't sound strange. And you know what? God wants to do something great in your life. Jesus just went for a walk, and 12 other men followed him. And everywhere they went, you know what? They just went for a walk. They just went through Samaria. And what Jesus did, for somehow we don't know how to do it. Jesus just went for a walk. But along the way, along the way, say along the way, his heart was pulled with compassion over here. You know, if this was about, you know, like we need to continue the gospel. Not that we're going to write a gospel or whatever, but you know what I'm saying. There's a story about what Jesus did. Now we need to follow that same place. And it's not rocket science. All we're doing is loving people. And we're just saying, God, highlight the people you want me to touch today. Put a big, you know, one of those fluorescent, you know, so that you can really see them. Do you think that's God? Yeah, of course. Go. And get that word that God's given you and give it away. Because I believe that there's a movement about to happen. We can sing about it, but it's more fun to do it. You know what? And you, anybody, you know what? And you got to get rid of the fear. And you know what? Just get the love. I heard that it's a secret, but perfect love actually drives out fear. Oh, actually, this is public. Everyone can hear this, right? Perfect love will cast out all fear goes. We got to become mobile. This is the fill-up station. You got to use up the tank again, but that's get a big tank. You know, get filled up. Out of the overflow, you're going to touch people. You're going to touch people. And they're waiting for you. How do I know? Because I decided to check it out. And I started just another one and another one and another one and another one and another one. Even at the cash, you know, I remember this lady's just weeping. And I get an opportunity to talk about, well, you know what, Jesus. And I say, treat Jesus as your best friend. And you'll know what true salvation is. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let's just play that a little bit more. And I just want everybody standing. You know what? How many are ready for some more miracles? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, oh, yes, Lord. When the Lord began to speak to me in revelation, you know, in different things, and I just like, God took me up into heavenly, in heaven. And I don't go there always, but I like to go there as much as I can. Right? And if I can do it, you can do it. And you can get connected that way. But the Lord took me to this place, and it was like a room. And he opened the door of that room. And in that room, there were all kinds of body parts. And I was like, what is that? And God turned to me and he said, well, you know, all these new parts, they were people that asked for them, but they didn't pick them up. And I thought, whoa. And that kind of, what? Really? What? Yeah. And I thought, wow, okay. You know what? And so there was a man in our church. Man in our church. And you know what? Guess what? He was in his 30s, and he's had 3 heart attacks already, and he's over 500 pounds. How many know he's a ticking bomb, you know? But God. And then all of a sudden, I was here, and Steve actually came into the church. It was just me and him. And you know what? God said, what about Steve? And I knew exactly what God was talking about. He's talking about the parts in heaven. And so I raced over there. And Steve was there. And I just like, and I said, Steve, God's got a new heart for you. And he said, I need a heart. And then I said, and I didn't know what to do, but reach up. And I grabbed a hold of it. And I said, here's that. Do you still want it? Do you still want it? And he says, yes. And I just released it to him. And then the Lord said, he needs new arteries. I said, Steve, God's got some new arteries for you. Really? I need those too. And I said, okay, well now we release them to you. You know what? Those new parts are still working in him. They went to the doctor and they did all kinds of the tests. And guess what? The doctor said, I don't know what to say, but you have a new heart. A new heart. Come on, come on, come on, come on. For the doctor to say that, that's a, like, really? A new heart? Like, mess them up. Mess up the doctors. And so, Lord, I just pray right now, God, that you would just anoint us to be able to reach way up into the place of where those body parts are and be able to pull them down. Lord, I don't know about you, but I want you guys to, it's your turn to reach into the heavenly place. So if you need new parts in your body, I want you to reach up. I want you to close your eyes and just picture that part, that new part that you need. I want you to reach up, reach up, reach up. Now grab it. Now grab it. Get your hand on it. Now pull it down. Do you still want it? Yes. Now put it where you need it. Put it where you need it. Put it where you need it. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Whoa. You say, it's mine because of Christ. I got it. Now I want you to test out the new part. I don't want you going looking for the pain. It's gone. I want you to go and test out the new part. Just like you opened up on Christmas, it's brand new. Brand new. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How's it feeling? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Now test it out. Test it out. How many notice the difference already? Yes. Come on. Come on. What's happening?
I just feel free of pain.
Wow, you had pain before, and now it's gone. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that great? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen, 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 amen. And what I want you to do now is I want you to put your hand on the person next to you, and I want you to just release the power of God into them, okay? I want you to just release the power of God. I want you to release the Father's love. I want you to just release it, release it, release it, release it in Jesus' name. Release it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, we don't do this very often, right? We need to release the Father's love. We need to release the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. There it is, there it is, there it is. Now take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. You got to give it away. The more you give it away, the more you give it away, what happens? You have more. There's more where the more came from. Because it came from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands there. Put your hands there. Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, take your hands off there. Now what I want you to do is now go like this. Go like that. Test it, test it, test it. Feel the difference? Feel the difference?
It's been buzzing.
Come on. From head to toe. I just declare that there's no more of you. No more. This is all it is.
So generous. So faithful you are.
I just see this, the love of God.
And you call the sun to
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise God. Praise God. How many experience the love of the Father tonight? Yes, yes, yes. Do you know what? There's been a deficit, right? There's been a deficit. You can sit down, by the way. But I like you standing. You know what I mean? Because standing means you're ready to go. You know what I mean? And but we're going to, that's where the excitement, you know, like this is the springboard. All these chairs are the springboards to take us into the new place where we're going to get so excited because we can actually change the world. Did you know that Jesus changed the world one by one? Hey? Yes, he had the multitudes, but he even tried to get away from the multitudes, eh? Did you notice that? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, no, I mean, we got free bread here, free fish. Let's camp out. Thanks, honey. You're awesome. Praise God, praise God. How many have already been touched by God today, tonight? Yes. So listen. There's an anointing for you to change the world. And so Jesus, like I said, he would try to get away from the crowds. And you know what? Notice even his desire to touch the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. The touch is so important. You know what? You carry heaven on earth. You know, I have a thing we do on portals. You may not know this, but every Christian is a portal. It's a portable portal. It is like the tabernacle, you know, and the tabernacle was crying out to be movable. And God is crying out for us to be movable. There's a movement that has to take place. And you know, we're so caught up with the pressures of life that we lose the opportunity to get the fullness of life and give that out. Amen? And so it's true, it's true. The enemy's trying to take you out, knock you down. Listen, let's stop talking about the devil. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about God. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit. Let's focus on that which is life. You know what? Listen, when we started the church at the Oasis, you know, hallelujah. Do you know what? We had thousands of people coming through. And you know what? If they could just get there, they thought they could experience God. You know what? But when we first started, we had work to do. We needed to press in. We needed to call on God. And the more we sought him, the more we found him. To the point where one day it was so hot, it was so on fire, that I heard pop, 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 pop. You know, and I was like, sounds like popcorn. You know, I think it smelled a little bit like popcorn too. And it was just, but the fire was hot. The fire was hot and hot enough for the kernels to pop. And we didn't realize this. We didn't realize that you could turn up the temperature and keep going and keep going. And we got to that place where, and all of a sudden I looked around and it wasn't just pop, pop, pop noises. It was people healed, 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 healed. And then all of a sudden on this aisle, you know what? The 88 years old lady, she gets out of her wheelchair, starts walking towards me. And I didn't say anything to her. I was just like, and then she says, you know, I'm in a wheelchair. And I was like, it doesn't look like now. She was literally walking on her own in the power of Jesus Christ. And you know what? That's exciting. That's exciting. You know, I mean, listen, you know, I think about, you know, you go, have you ever gone to a hotel and it's like you wanted to change the temperature? It was either too cold or too hot, right? And the worst is that your spouse is the opposite of you. But you know, the truth is that we need to turn up the temperature. We need the Spirit to come. You know, we need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Fire. You know what? The first day that we went to the church with a mission, God said to me, And he said, I'd already signed up with Jesus. You know what I mean? You know what? Like what I was supposed to do and where I'm going. You know, it's too late. No, I've committed. You know, he didn't tell me all the stuff. But you know what? Thank God he didn't tell me everything. But when we got there, God said, he said to me, you know what he said? He said, Mark, bring me in over the bridge less guarded. And then I shook my head and I was like, what? How can you send me to a church that you don't even go to? And I was like, oh God, what am I going to do? Listen, that's when I realized that the first Pentecostal church in Canada was also the oldest Pentecostal church in Canada. And they had lost their fire. They had lost their fire and passion for God. And you know what? So okay, then I was like, okay, God, what is this? What is this in bring you in under the bridge less guarded? He says, you know, the prayer group. No politics there, right? You know what I'm saying? And so I said, so that's the place. We'll bring you in. And I thought, okay, so on Friday night, the next Friday, let's do it. And the next Friday was Halloween. Isn't God great? So there we were. And I said, listen, I want you to do this. Like, you know what? I was thinking about praying for revival to come or praying to redig a well, you know? Or, you know what? I thought, no, we can't pray that. Holy Spirit's not even here. So we went and got ready, and I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Any prayer that you can think of that says, Holy Spirit, come. I want you to cry out like never before. I want you to cry out. And he'll come. Any prayer you can think of, without him, we can do nothing. But with him, all things. Lord, and we were desperate. And we began to cry out to the Lord. And everybody was crying out at the same time. It was just a handful, but it was loud. You know, we're crying out. And you know what? The interesting thing is when you cry out to the Lord, you know what? You know how many mothers out there understand when your child really, you got to run to your child when the cry, when you hear that cry, you hear the cry, and you didn't move the last time, but when you heard this cry, you're like, right? Is that true? You know what? God knows your cry. And he'll move from heaven to earth to touch you. He will. He will literally. You'll have a portal with you forever. You know, that's true. It's true. And we didn't even realize it was happening, that we were punching holes in the heavens. You know, just by crying out to the Lord and realizing we can't do it, but we can seek God with all our heart. And so there we were, and we were crying out. And then all of a sudden, the whole place, the whole church building, I mean, I didn't know at that time, but that room and then the whole church was literally, all you could smell is smoke. And we knew that God was releasing the fire. We knew that God was burning some things up. He was getting ready for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. And you know what? Then the Spirit of the Lord came with revelation. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing. What's happening? And you know, like this is not, we're just following the Holy Spirit. There's no junior Holy Spirit. Amen. And then there we were. And then this lady that was scheduled to have a hysterectomy and for 3 days from then. And she gets a vision. Oh my goodness. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't get a vision. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't see. But God wants us to see in this next season like never before. To have eyes wide open, ears to hear. And so she saw. She hadn't been seeing. But then suddenly, I love the suddenlies. Suddenly, she could see. And she saw herself. She's in a dungeon. She doesn't want to be there. But, you know, that's where she is. And it's not very nice, you know. And then all of a sudden, there's a door that opens at the top of the stairway. She couldn't even see the stairway until the door was open. The door was open. She sees the stairway, and she sees the light at the door. And then she turns to me and says, "What do I do?" Walk towards the light. You know, I said, go for the light. I think that's the best way. Jesus opened this door. But you know what? She just like, here she was. And she closing her eyes and she's going like this. You know, and she's literally, she can see what's happening in this, in not in the natural, but in the supernatural. She's able to see. And she's going up all the way till she gets on the top. And the funny thing is, I was seeing the same thing, watching her going up. And then she gets to the front, and she gets to the top of the door, the top landing there. She walks through the door. As soon as she walks through the door, she's boom, gone, onto the floor, and she's laughing hysterically. She cannot stop. She cannot stop. And she's laughing and laughing and laughing. And you know what? 3 days later, the doctors confirm she doesn't need a hysterectomy. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen? And you know what? That was just the launching point. And you know what? We would seek the Lord with all our heart. Now we are seeing because of God's reach. You know what? We can touch the world. You and I, we can touch this world and not leave it the way we found it. You know, how many have been out there and said, I don't know what to do. You know, you don't know what to do. And you're under it. But no, guess what? Tonight, we're over it. And we can see clearer. And we can hear clearer. Because we need to hear and see like never before. And we need to be led by the Spirit and actually to step out and do what God's asked us to do. Think about it. Jesus, he just went for a walk. And the world was changed. And the world was changed. And you know, I believe that you can touch the world one at a time. One at a time. And you know, it's amazing what can happen in that moment. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. How much time have I got? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say a couple things just to encourage you. And it's got, and the Bible there. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians, verse 17, it says, 2 Corinthians 5, I mean 4. Let's actually go back to 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inward we are being renewed day by day. This is where I want you to really camp on. And it's in verse 17, and it says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us, you and me, an eternal glory that will far outweigh them all. I want you to get a hold of this because there's something in there that we need to unlock. We need to get to the place and realize the momentary troubles will come. Listen, if you're not experiencing any trouble, you're probably not in the harvest field. You know what? You got to get your hands dirty a little bit. You got to get out there. But you know what? God's going to anoint you. He's going to anoint you. But what I want to say is I want to give you courage, because these light and momentary troubles are actually achieving the strength that you need. It shifts you from the natural to the supernatural, out of the flesh and into the spirit. Because listen, without him, we can do. How many have been doing nothing for a while? You know what? And there's no condemnation, but there's an awakening coming to Canada. And we need to be part of it. You know what? I mean, listen, even if we just touched one, it would be worth it. But once you touch one, you want to touch another. I got a chance to talk to a teenager, and he's going after golf. And you know what? He's one of the top guys. And I spoke to him, and I told him about Jesus. I didn't get all weird on him. I just shared with him. I said, you know what? That's awesome. And I was like excited. And I hope you're going to go all the way. Because you know what? Your dream. God. And I said, God wants you to, your dreams to come true. God's put those dreams. And so I began to encourage him. But then I talked to him about Jesus. I talked to him about God. I talked to him about not just having that one focus. I told him I went to Africa, and when I was there, I realized I was only feeding one person. I was feeding myself. But I realized over there were so many to be fed. And we need to see it. We got to get past ourselves and say, here am I, Lord, use me. Lord, make it exciting too. Can you do that too? Yes. You know, it doesn't have to be frightening. It doesn't have to be fearful. You know what? It can be Holy Spirit full. Full of the Spirit, full of his glory. And everywhere we go, we can touch hearts, set captives free. Amen, amen, amen. But this whole thing about light and moment troubles, if you're in that place where this trouble keeps going on and 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 on, you're doing it wrong. That's not how it works. My Bible says that you should be achieving something that far outweighs them all. What is it all? That means all. Look, everything, yes. You know, and so if you've been this doing this 5 years, 10 years, 14 years, 40 years, let's stop and realize that momentary troubles are meant to be momentary. And once we grab a hold of the treasures that are found there, then we can go forward. There's hidden treasures within the trouble we go through. And you know what? We go for the test, not for the money. But the test and money come together. And the testimony, the test is important. But the test isn't meant to be a lifelong journey. It's not that lifelong pain. You know what I'm saying? It's not that lifelong struggle of trouble. You know, you got to get out of the trouble. And you know what? God's going to do something in you so that you can, once you begin to step out, once you find, you know what? My wife and I, we have an online 5-day challenge, and it's called Encounters with God. And if you want to look it up, it's encounterswithgod.ca. And in that, the challenge is for them to experience God. Challenge is for them to be saved, healed, to recognize that God is real. Remember, I was saying earlier that I don't want to have to say, when people walk through our church through our church door, you know, yeah, I don't want to have to go and say and try and figure out and say trying to push them to become Christian, you know what? I said, Lord, I don't want to have to go through a long list to try and get them. I want them to come through the door, and when they meet through the door, they're going to meet God. I said, Lord, I want those doors ready that when they come, they will be touched. You know, I remember this lady that came, and she was walked through the door of the church, and she started crying. Tears were just flowing down her face. And all she could say was, I don't cry, I don't cry, I don't cry. She gave her heart to Jesus that day. So my heart is that when people meet you, they meet Christ. They meet God. They meet the Holy Spirit. They meet the love of God. And you know what? I want to encourage you that even in the midst of the trouble, I want you to take what we call the compass. And the compass is found at Jeremiah 29. And in verse 12 and 13, hang on a second here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We're almost there. Everybody likes Jeremiah 29, right? And they like it because it gives a lot of promise. It brings some blessings. So here we are. 29. Here we go. Verse 12. Well, first of all, I might as well go for the plans. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. People stop there. But if you stop there, you will actually miss out on exactly what was offered to you. You cannot grab a hold of what God didn't, like, you cannot grab a hold of something that belongs to God and you gotta ask, you gotta seek, you gotta go after it. You gotta be in that place. And so the compass is, and I'm going to take it right here. Then you will what? You will call upon me. So the moment you get into that place of trouble, when you come into that place, because you know what? God said this, and you're going to go, God, God's saying that he was going to prosper me. Where's this prosperity? Where is it? You know what? You got to say, you don't go after the prosperity. You go after God. You seek first the kingdom. You seek first God himself. And what does it say there? What does it say? Then you will call upon me and come to me and pray to me and I will listen to you. Well, that's the first step, right? You got his ear. You got his ear. But I want more than his ear, right? And so you take a look there and you said, you will seek me and you will you will seek me and you will find me as you seek me with all your heart. And that's what God's looking for. David was a man after God's own heart, but God's after our heart. He wants us to give all our heart. And you know what? If you want to get out of the trouble, if you want to get out and see that God is who he says he is, then you need to understand that if it's not working, you're not close enough to God. You're not close enough to Jesus. And I'm not saying in an original, like, I'm not closer, you know, I'm not close enough. No. I'm talking about from the heart. From the heart. You know what am I saying? You know what I'm saying? And then that heart is going to take you into the Father's heart. It's going to take you into that place where you're face to face. Face to face. And when you come face to face with God, it's a relationship. It's a true relationship that you can live every day of your life. And so I want to encourage you today, don't give up because you come into the troubles. Don't give up. Don't give up and say, oh God, where are you? Where are you? You know where he is. I don't know where he is. Yeah, you know where he is. He's on the other side of your heart. When you give him all your heart, he'll be there. He'll be there. He's always there. I've seen it time and time again. Don't ever lose sight of the compass of being with God. Seek him. It's the fastest way to get there is to seek him, and you will find him as you seek him with all your heart. I share this with you because so many people are stuck. So many. How many have been stuck? I've been stuck. I want you to have the antidote. I want you to have how it works. David went after God's heart, right? He wanted to carry his heart. He went after that heart. But now we can actually have his heart. And he can have our heart. And a lot of times we can't receive, and this is another thing, and I'm just a little bit on it to say this, that hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whoa. Whoa. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your faithfulness. Hallelujah. I'm going to save that till tomorrow. But I just, hallelujah. Everyone stand to your feet. Sure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Actually, sit down for a second. Hallelujah. See, I'm getting your... That's the launching pad. All right. I wanted to say about Darren Canning. How many know Darren Canning? Amen. Amen. So, yeah, I wanted to just share with you a little bit about Darren. And Darren ended up coming to our church, and he didn't even want to go. What happened was his mother came in, and she was beside herself. Both Darren and his sister were like 9 years and 11 years away from God. So that's a long time. But God came in, and first his sister got saved, and you know what? And then God, Jehovah Sneaky, I call him sometime, you know, where he just kind of makes his way in. He just has a way, doesn't he? Doesn't he to get you, to open the door for you if you really want him, you know? And so she ends up playing Mary in the Christmas nativity. So who has to come and see it? Darren. And I remember him coming, and he says, "I don't even want to be here." I said, "Well, you're an adult. You can come or not come." I can't remember what I said, something like that. He was shocked. But you know, but you know what? God did something wonderful in his heart. And you know what? Eventually he gave his full heart to the Lord. But we were excited just to be part of that. And he's still going strong. And he's going around across Canada now with his family. How many know that? Yeah? Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Let's stand to our feet. I want you to just reach up into the heavens. I want you to reach up into the heavens to praise him and to receive from him. To praise him and receive him. God's going to pay you back what you lost. Don't worry about the troubles. Release the people that hurt you. We're in the debt canceling business. Every chain is broken. There's a freedom in this house. There's a freedom to soar, a freedom to go where you haven't gone before. Some of you are so tired, but guess what? You're getting refilled. You're getting refired. Refired. Woo! Woo! You feel that? You feel that? I tell you, there's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Whoa. You know, and my hair is sticking out on my arms. There's the presence of God. It's electric. It's electric. It's electric. Lord, I thank you, God, that you said, wait. And when I come, I will, woo, hallelujah. He said, wait in Jerusalem and you will receive power. Power. Let the power of God move through your veins, out of your mouth, out from your hands. You got to be a carrier. He's looking for carriers. He's looking for carriers who are going to carry the glory so that when people meet you, they meet God. They meet Jesus. They meet the Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. It's no more troubling. It's a bubbling from the inside out. Rivers of life. Rivers of glory. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, I'm free. And you can be free every day, every night. It's not something you plug in and plug out. Once you plug in, I say, Lord, I want to be hardwired in. Amen? Woo! I don't want to just plug in and plug out. I want the fullness. I want the fullness. And God, you want the fullness of me. Here am I, Lord God. Use me. Use me. Here I am. Oh, Lord, over here. He sees your hand. He sees your heart. And he says, you're perfect. You're perfect. Oh. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We welcome your presence. We welcome your spirit. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. Lord, I thank you, God, that we seek you and you're there. Lord, from our when the cry of our heart is you, Lord, the cry of our heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What we're going to do is hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Janet and Hans have come up. And then we're going to take some time with individual prayer, and we're just going to pray or declare over you as quickly as we can to make sure that people can receive that